We're up to the Mishnah on Chaf Amid Beis. Before we start the Mishnah, just a hakdama to what the next few dafim we're going to be speaking about. Ezra was misaking that the Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah or daven. The reason was not because of Tumah, because the person who's Tumah is allowed to learn Torah and he's allowed to daven. But Shelo Yu Bnei Yisrael Regilim Eitzel Neshoseihem Ketarnegolim, that he didn't want people to be so frequently living with their wives like to be like roosters. So he instituted that if you're a Baal Keri, right, and therefore if you had relations, you couldn't learn and you couldn't daven, people would have less relations. Eventually they saw that it was had the opposite effect. People were having the same amount of relations, they weren't davening, they weren't learning. So, Memela, they were Mavatel Takonis Ezra at some point. But the Mishnah is talking where Takonis Ezra was still in force, and therefore a person was a Baal Keri, and it wasn't only a person who had relations with his wife, they made the Zera across the board, and anyone who was a Baal Keri, we'll see that it applies even to what's it called, women who had tumas keri, whatever, which is possible because she was a poleta shikvazera. We'll get to all those sugis in a few days. That big zera applied to them also. So, the halacha is like this. Baal keri, mahara belibo, ve'eno mevorech, lo lefonera ve'lo lachareha. When it comes to kriyashma, a Baal Keri who's not allowed to say Kriya Shema regularly, but he has to be Mahara Baliba. He has to, what's it called, think Kriya Shema. But he doesn't make any brachas, not before, not after, and not even think them. V'al ha-mazel mevorech li'achro, v'enu mevorech lefonav. By food, he has to make birkas ha-mazel, but he doesn't make any brachas. He's not allowed to make any brachas before he eats. He's also to daven. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevorech Lefneim V'Acharim. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. When it comes to eating, you have to make a bracha before and what's it called and after. See Rashi. Baal Keri Mitakonis Ezra Ve'Elif Shetiken Tvila the Baal Keri and Lashav B'Torah. Right. Ezra was Misakin. Before a Baal Keri can learn Torah or daven, he has to go to the mikvah. And here also we'll see that they were Mako, has nothing to do with Tumah. So they instituted also different kinds of Tvila that normally would not be Matira person, he wouldn't become Tar. But for this purpose, if you have to go through this process of a Tvila or something that's similar to Tvila, then it would have the same effect, right? That maybe you would cut down on the relations in order to not have to go through all this bother. So therefore there are ways that a Baal Keri and places that a Baal Keri can be tovel that have no effect on a person who's tamei min haTorah. Right? Don't make him tar b'chlal. But here the idea is not to be tar. If you're tamei, you're allowed to learn Torah, you're allowed to daven. It's just the takon of Ezra that they wanted you to go through a tvila, some kind of tvila, and we'll see even other things that are not tvila at all, in order to be able to learn and daven first. Kidamrinam Bhavakama Perik Maruba. This takon is brought down in Bhavakama in Perik Maruba. Mahara Kriyashma Balibo, Kishkishimaziyas Mana Mikra, when time comes for reading Kriyashma and he's still a Baal Keri and he can't get to the mikvah for whatever reason, he has to be Mahara Kriyashma Balibo. The Enom Mavarak Hafilu Bihir. But he's not Mahara the Brachas at all. Lo lefaneh v'lo lachareha. Kiven de Brachos Lab and the Oraisa Machayev. Lo Achshrichu Rabbanin. Since the Brachas are not min haTorah, the Rabbanin weren't matzrichim to be maharer the Brachos. Okay? From Rashi it seems, L'chora should say, it's also for him to say the Brachos. Right? Kriyashma is min haTorah, so they said you have to be maharer the Brachos. But what's it called? The Brachos are only the Rabbanin. The Rabbanin therefore didn't let you say the Brachos. And Tosfos Taka says like that. Behind the time of the Sharin on Tfei Kriyashma, why would they matter him more by Kriyashma? Right? To be Mahar, mi brachos, mi shum de Kriyashma de Oraisu, brachos to Rabbanan. The Tosfos uses the Lashon and the Sharin only. As he uses an Issu. Rashi seems to say, they weren't Matriyachim. But the idea is the following. really, Mikra Din, the Isser is only to say, actual, see in the Gemara, right? But when it came to Kriya Shema, they were matzrich you to be Mahar. That much, yes. But the Brachos, they said you can't say it anyway, that's awesome. And we're not going to be matzrich you to be Mahar either. That's what Rashi means. But it really depends on the Gemara a little bit, whether you hold hearers Kedib or not, which we'll get to in a few seconds. But you see the difference. Rashi seems to be saying that it's just that the Rabbanim were makel on you. And here it's Mashmah that tells us that they were machmer on you, because it's usher to learn Torah or whatever. But basically, that's what Rashi means. The Alhamoz of Mevorech La'acharoth, the Chiyuva Deoraisahu. Benching is Minat Torah. So they made you have to watch go bench. The Enom Mevorech La'fon of the Lav Deoraisahu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Gmar Mefon. Gmar explained Rabbi Yehuda why Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to make a bracha before food and after food, why that's the exception. Omer Avinu. Zoso Meris, Hirer Kedibur Dami. From this Mishnah, we can infer that thinking is like speaking. In those things that you have to speak, thinking is the same thing. And how this sugya goes together with the sugya we learned before of by Kriya Shema, if you have to motzi b'svasov or not, Shema Yisrael, Shema Boznecha, that's not for this shir. Okay, but you should realize that there is a problem that this sugya and the sugya before, which spoke about having to hear what you say or not, don't seem to shtim. You want to learn the Iyun, look up the Achronim, Rishonim here, or whatever, it's not for here. Okay, but in any case, Zoso Meris Hira Kedibur Domi. From here we can infer that thinking is like speaking. Wherever you have to speak, thinking will be enough. The Isol Kedaitech Lav Kedibur Domi, Loma Mahar. Because if thinking is not like speaking, then what's the use of being Mahar or Kriya Shema? Right? It's very nice to think Kriya Shema. What are you accomplishing? Must be that really thinking is like speaking, and really you're Yotze Kriya Shema with thought. So if you can't speak it, b'di'evit, at least think it. You accomplish something. Gemara says, Elamai, here, Kedibur Dami. So that's what Ravina's inferring. So what would be then, that here is Kedibur? So when thinking is just like you're speaking, then Yotze Bishmasa, then why think it? Say it. If thinking is like speaking, so it's like you're speaking. So then speak. What's an afkamina between them? Moses says, no, b'sinai. It is like speaking, but it's not like the speaking that was done at Har Sinai. Why, where did Ezra get his takana from? That from Har Sinai. In other words, whenever the Rabbanan make a takana, they have to have some Torah thing to base it on. Right? Something that it's similar to. Example, a Stam Yenon. They ashered Stam Yenon because of chasnas. They didn't want Jews to be too socially connected to Goyim. So they asked her drinking Goyish wine, right? But there had to be some place in the Torah that there's a similar thing, even for a different reason completely, right? Otherwise, they couldn't stand and make up new takanas. They have no, absolutely no source in the Torah, even a remote source. So they based it on Yayin Nesach. There is an Isra of Yayin Nesach in the Torah. So there was also to drink wine that was poured to Avodah Zarah. So they, the Chachamim, made a takana that's similar to that, even though it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with Yayin Nesach. It has to do with, but they based it on that, and they made the Tnoyim similar to that. Even though the reason for it is a different reason completely. Same thing over here. They couldn't make an Isser for a person to learn Torah if he's a Balkari, if we never found such a thing, Bechlal, in the Torah. So where in the Torah do we find such an idea? By Matan Torah. By Har Sinai, they had to separate from their wives so they wouldn't be bali carrying by Matan Torah. Right? So that is the source in the Torah that Ezra bases takana. Since that's the case, by Har Sinai, there was Dibur. The Rabbanim from spoke. He didn't think the Aseres HaDibros. He spoke the Aseres HaDibros. Tosa says, they kept quiet. They were only Mahar, but Shomei HaKohanim. Right? They heard the Aseres HaDibros, right, being spoken to them, and it's as if they said them over. So once we want to bring a raya from here, there's a shayla shomea ka'one, if it means it's as if the person who's listening is speaking, or he's not speaking, but he's yotze with the speaking of the other. But the truth is, no raya at all. Either way, l'may said they heard the aseres hadibros, and al shomea ka'one, it's as if they said them. It doesn't make a difference if they said them with their own mouth, or the rabbonim said them, and it's considered like they said them. Either way, there was talking by Har Sinai, not thinking. Okay, even though there's a medrash that says that they answered hain on each thing and lo on each thing. So they did speak. Right? They didn't just listen. So there was speaking also. And that hain and lo is also divrei Torah. So that's how Ravina holds. Ravina holds that really hearer is kedibur. But it's not like the dibur that was at Har Sinai that a Balkari is ushering. So he's not allowed to speak out, because that's what Ezra based the takana on, actual speaking like at Har Sinai. But since hearer is kedibur, he has to be maharer in order to be Otsi Kriyishma. But the other things, they weren't mechayiv him to be maharer. Rav Chisda Omar, hearer lav kedibur domi. Rav Chisda says, no, hearer is not considered like dibur. Wherever you need dibur, hearer doesn't help. Because if you hold the hearer as kedibur, then why doesn't he say kriyishma openly? If thinking it is like saying it. And he doesn't hold it, this answer of kehar sinai. Right? Again, when I was thinking that it depended on shomea ka'one, then that's the machlokas. Right? By Har Sinai, if Shomea Ka'one is if they spoke, then they spoke. If Shomea Ka'one is, it's as if you Yotze with the other person speaking, they didn't speak. So where Rav Chisda would hold that Shomea Ka'one is that you Yotze with the other person speaking, they didn't speak by Har Sinai. So you can't give the answer that what's it called the Ravina gave. Ravina holds Shomea Ka'one is mamash like you're speaking. So therefore, by Har Sinai, it was only mamash speaking that was also, and that was the Takana of Ezra, not deeper. But in any case, it really is not totally said. But if here is lav kedibur, then why do you bother mahar? You know, what are you accomplishing? So Rav Chisda holds that the reason they were mechayev you to be mahar in kriyishma is in order that everybody else should be osik in kriyishma, and you're a balkari, and you can't do anything. You're sitting there like a golem, right? It doesn't look good. It doesn't look nice. Right, you're not being osek in kriyishma and everybody else's. So it's what's it called? The Zohar says v'nigros v'pirka achrina. So if that's the case, what's it called? Then do something else, learn something else. Why dafka kriyishma? If the whole purpose is that you shouldn't sit there like a glump, so then be mahar in some other parent. Why dafka kriyishma? It's mashma that you yotze something in kriyishma. Because if it just means you shouldn't be a glump, then be mahar in something else. Right? We don't want you to not be involved in what the tzibur is. You shouldn't be a Polish man at tzibur. The tzibur is osik in kriyishma. You can't say kriyishma, at least think kriyishma. At least be with them in thinking. Tzmar says, v'hari tfila the dover shat tzibur asukim bo, usnan hoya omed b'tfila v'nizkar shu balkeri, lo yafsik ali yakatsir. Right? If you're, what's it called, tefillah is something also, people are davening Shmon Esrei, and you're davening with them, and in the middle of davening, remember you're a Balkari. So since you started already, you don't have to stop immediately, right? So you makatsa, you say each bracha concisely, you say a shortened version of each bracha, and you get finished with tefillah Shmon Esrei as fast as you can. Shmon Esrei says, time to ask. That's only if you already started Shmon Esrei. But you didn't start Shmon Esrei, right? You're before Shmon Esrei, and you remembered you're a Balkari, then you don't start at all. Lo Yaskel. You don't even start, and not even be here. Because it doesn't say over here, right, Yakatzer, and then be Maharer. It just says Yakatzer, finished. Mashma, there's nothing else you have to do. If you had to be Maharer, then it should have said Yaharer, V'yarich, or Yakatzer, and then Yaharer. There's no hearer, right? If you started, don't stop. Shorten it and finish. If you didn't start, don't do anything. So the Chora, everybody else is saying Shmon Esrei, and you're not even being Maharer. I say Shani Tfila, the less ba Malchus Shomai. No, Tfila doesn't have in it Malchus Shomai. Okay, now this, we'll see Rashi in a second. Let's see Rashi. Kedibur Domi, V'chol Adam Nomi, Yotzi Yedei Chovas over here. Right? The Chora, what's it called? Here is Kedibur. Then if you said kriyishma b'hira, you yotze. Lama mahara, ma moil. And if here is lav kedibur, then what does it help to be mahara? What are you accomplishing? Kida ashkechon b'sinai, shifrisha ne'isha, d'chsil al tikshu alisha, v'al prisha zu somach Ezra l'takin tefila l'balikari. It was for this prisha by Har Sinai that Ezra used this as a basis for his takana. Told him she asked of the Torah. to deceive, Vahodatim Levanecho, the Somichle, Yom Asher Amarit, the Lithni Hashem Elokecho, Bechore. Since it mentions the mitzvah of Talmud Torah next to the Inyan of Maimon Har Sinai, so Ezra found from here a source to be able to make such a takon. Eli Katzer called Bracho Bracha. You should say each bracha in a shortened version and finish as fast as you can. The Leshva Malchus Shemaim Ein Melech HaOlam BeBirchas Shmoneser. That's one pshat. See, Rashi has another pshat in a second. That Ein Bo Malchus Shemaim means that the bracha of what's it called of Tefillah Shmoneser doesn't have Malchus Shemaim in it. Right, Kriya Shema is Malchus Shemaim. Right, we say Hashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Malchus Shemaim in a bracha doesn't have Shemu Malchus. Malchus is Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And you never say in Shemoneh Esrei Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Sar Hashem Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu. Right, so it doesn't have Malchus Shemaim in it. Therefore, what's it called? They didn't say that you have to be part of the Tzibur even to think by Shemoneh Esrei. But Shema Yisrael, where everybody's being Makabal, oh Malchus Shemayim, and it mentions Malchus Shemayim, there they found it necessary that you should at least be Mahar. As Mara says, Vahari Birkas Hamozul Ma'achrod, the last of Malchus Shemayim. Right, this can't be the Girsa, according to the way Rashi just explained it. Right, I, Birkas Hamozul Ma'achrod, doesn't have Malchus Shemayim. Well, he doesn't have Malchus Shemayim. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Azon HaSolam. So we'll see 1 second. There's another way of learning Malchus Shemayim, and this girsa is only according to that other way. If you learn the first way, then you have to have a different girsa in the Gemara. Usnan ala mazon mevorach la'achro aveinu morach l'fonav. By Birkas Hamazon, you do have to say Birkas Hamazon with hearer, the Mahara. Ela kriyishma Birkas Hamazon deoraisa. Now we have another answer. Kriyishma and Birkas Hamazon are from the Torah, so they were matzrich you to be Mahara. Utfila the Rabbanan, and tfila is only the Rabbanan. And even if Tefillah is the Oraisa, the Nusach of Tefillah, Shemoneh Esrei, is for sure only the Rabbanan, right, according to everybody. So that, what's it called, is only the Rabbanan. Rashi. The Hari Birkas HaMazon Lefoneh Adispa Malchus Shemayim, right? So according to what's it called, what Rashi said now, the Girsa and the Gemara is just the opposite. Hai, Birkas HaMazon Lefoneh Adispa Malchus Shemayim, it has Malchus Shemayim, right? And therefore you have to be Maharer. Lishnach Rina, Shani Tfila de Lespa Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Tfila, not that it doesn't have Malchus Shemayim. The Rosh later on says, the Etake asks, why don't we say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? Any bracha doesn't have Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, it's not a bracha. So there are many answers given why by Shemoneh Esrei you don't need Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. One answer is that by Birchas HaShevach you don't need Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And Shemoneh Esrei is Birchas HaShevach, and therefore it's not necessary, or tchinas, or whatever, and therefore it doesn't have Malchus Shemayim. According to that answer, that's what this Girsa in the Gemara would be. But the Rosh says that Elokeinu, Elokei Avraham, is considered like Melech HaOlam, right? Because Avraham Avinu was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the whole Olam. So saying Elokei Avraham is like saying Melech HaOlam. That's Malchus, that's the Malchus of Shemoneh Esrei. Others say that Shemoneh Esrei is Somach LeBirchas Kriyishma. So it's a bracha smucha lechaverta. So the Elokeinu Melech HaOlam of Birchas Kriyishma are the Melech HaOlam of Shemoneh Esrei. Anytime it's a bracha smucha lechaverta, the second bracha doesn't need Melech HaOlam. Only the first bracha needs Melech HaOlam. So in any case, whatever it may be, Shemoneh Esrei, according to some, does have Malchus Shemayim. But it doesn't have Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. Shema Yisrael is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Shemoneh Esrei is not Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So according to that, right, then Birkas HaMazon, the Girsa we have, is very good. Birkas HaMazon also doesn't have Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kedisa b'kriya Shema Shema Kabbalah v'sashen lo'odon lo'melech miyuchad u'lahaylish negar sinan v'hari Birkas HaMazon la'achra v'lespo Malchus Shemayim. According to that shot, the Girsa of the Gemara should be Hari Birchas HaMazon La'achra that doesn't have Malchus Shemayim, and still you're supposed to be Mahar. The Lashon Zem Nira, Shehu Iker. Right? This Lashon, Rashi says, seems to be the Iker one, and that's Haka the Girsa we have in the Gemara. Mid Mishani Lei Ela Kriyashma Birchas HaMazon De'oraisa. Right? V'hai B'la'achra V'askina. It's not talking about what's it called, the brachas before you eat. It's talking about the brachas after you eat. And that, therefore, they're both De'oraisa. The Ela Lishna Kama, Holo Ira Birchas HaMazon La'achra. Right, but the afkite the lahadre talmudai loy. According to the first girsa, the kash is not from birkas samosa, because that you do have to say. Kash is from the brachas beforehand that you don't have to say, yet they do have malchus shamayim. Right, so how come you don't make the bracha before you eat? It has malchus shamayim, right? So from this last answer, it's mashman. It's not going on brachas before, because brachas before not minat Torah. Only birkas samosa is minat Torah. Ela kriyishma birkas hamazon deoraisa. The istigar sehocha b'loshim kushya. Kriyishma derabonani. Ela kriyishma de ispa malchus shamayim. There's another girsa, and Tosa says it's girsa too. That kriyishma is only derabonan. Kriyishma is not deoraisa. Right? But kriyishma is something else. Enochanami, kriyishma is only derabonan. But kriyishma has malchus shamayim. U birkas hamazon deoraisa. And birkas hamazon is another mileage from the Torah. Va fuke tvila derabonan ve'en bo malchus shamayim. So Rashi says, according to that girsa, comes out, Kriyishma is only Durabonah, but Kriyishma has Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. That's why you have to Mahara. Birkas HaMazon doesn't have Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim, but it's Minat Torah. That's why you have to Mahara. And Tefillah has neither. It's not Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim, and it's not Minat Torah. Namely, you're not Mahara. So according to that girsa, Kriyishma would only be Durabonah. Okay, and Tosus Taka brings a Svarim also Kriyishma Durabonanu, right? And the Gemara's answer is like Rashi says over here. So let's just speak for a few seconds over here. First of all, Hiruka Dibur. Toslis paskins like the Reich of Chisda, that hearer is not Kedibur. And therefore, wherever you need Dibur, you're not Yotze the hearer. The Smag and the Riyaz paskin that here is Kedibur, and by a Balkari, right? What's only by a Balkari? They say like this, that here is Kedibur, but only by a Balkari. Means the idea of this following, that when you can speak, you're allowed to speak or whatever, then here is allowed Kedibur, because thinking is not speaking. But when you're not allowed to speak, then here becomes like Dibur for you. You do as much as you can do. So if you can't do more, then here is enough. But if you could do more, then here is not enough. That's what they hold, right? But by a Balkari, here is Kedibur. The Shulchan Aruch and the Tur say here is Lav Kedibur. But where it's impossible to speak, at least be Mahara. It could be that you're not Yotze. It's not that they hold that here is Kedibur then. It's not Kedibur. But at least do as much as you can do, even though you're not going to be 100% Yotze. Right? The Prima Godin holds that the Meikr Hadin here is Kedibur. But they were machmer by a person who can speak to say it. But if you can't speak, then they left it on the regular din. What's an afkamina between these two pshatim, right? And the first one was, hearer is Kedibur only by a Balkari. But if you could speak, then it's lav Kedibur. Then it's not considered Dibur. The other one is, no, hearer is really Kedibur by everybody. But they were machmer by people who can speak to speak it out. An afkamina is, what if you're a Balkari and you're a Mahara? And now you're not a Balkari anymore, and it's still Zman Kriyishma. Do you have to say Kriyishma over? If the idea is that hearer is really Kedibur, and you were Yotze in the matzav you were in, then now that the matzav is away, you don't have to do anything more. But if the idea is that hearer is really not Kedibur, by a regular person, where you could speak, you have to speak. But Nebuch, this guy can't do anything else, so they said, you know, at least do what you can do. Then, if he becomes able to do more, and it's still Zman Kriyishma, he has to say it over, and that's Takamachokas. And the Prichadish Takan Al Yeraba hold that what's it called? Here is Lav Kedibur, but where it's not Shaykh anything else, then at least be Mahara, but if you get out of the Matzah, and it's still Zman Kriyishma, you have to say Kriyishma over again. Okay, the Tzlach has an interesting Shail over here. He says, what happens if you have a shayla of a bracha that you're not sure if you made a bracha on something. Okay, now you can't say the bracha because it's bracha levatola. Is there any to mahara the bracha? Think, right? You're not sure if you made a motzi or not, right? So you can't make a motzi. But now you want to think the motzi in order to at least do something. Okay, is there an inyan in that too? First he says, monosha, right? If there is kedibur, right? So then thinking the bracha will help. But it's bracha levatola. So what do you gain? If here is Lav Kedibur, so it's not a bracha levatola, but it's not a bracha either, so what do you gain? He says, no. He said, could be, here is Kedibur. Again, here you can't speak because you'll be a bracha levatola. So here, Kedibur, maybe Lagabi the Bracha. But Lagabi Bracha Levatala, we learn from Shvua. And a Shvua, the lave doesn't help. A Shvua is only if you speak it out. So he wants to say, therefore, Al Tzabracha Levatala, here for sure is Lav Kedibur. Because we learn it from a Shvua, Mosisa. Right? And by Shvua, you must speak. But if here is at least Kedibur where you can't speak, there's something to it. So it's as if you said the Bracha. Right? But to be a Bracha Levatala, it can't be. So you can be Yotze the Bracha, at least minimally by thinking it, but you won't be over a Bracha Levatala, because there you have to speak, as we learned from Shua. She says the best thing, therefore, if you have a Sufik Bracha, is to Mahara the Bracha, right, this way, at least you Yotze something. So, right, that's what she says. Halach, I don't know, that's what the Tzlach says. Okay. We're going back to no questions. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Yehuda, Minayim lebirkas hamazon lachareha min haTorah. How do we know that you have to bench min haTorah after you eat? Shneemar v'ochalta v'sovato v'erachta. Teresh pasuk. You have to eat, be full, and bench. Minayim lebirkas haTorah lefaneha min haTorah. How do we know that the bracha you make before you learn Torah is from the Torah? Shneemar ki shem Hashem ekra havu godol elokeinu. Okay, let's just see Rashi here. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Kishabo Moshe Liftoach V'Divrei Shira. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say Hazinu, which is Divrei Torah, in fact, that's the symbol of Kol HaTorah Kula, Kistul Lachemes HaShira Hazos. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach Klal Yisrael Torah, wanted to teach them the Shira. Omer Lahem LeYisrael, Ani Avarech Tchila, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I will now, what's it called, say a bracha, the atem and havu godel alokeinu the atem anu acharei ome. Kishem Hashem ekra bebracha atem havu godel alokeinu ba'ome. Hachim afarshi l'meseches Yoma. That's how the Gemara in Yoma learns out. And therefore we know that you gotta make a bracha before you learn Torah. Okay, the Marisha says a little bit differently. He says Kishem Hashem ekra is Torah itself. Shem Hashem is Torah, because the Torah is all different combinations of God's names. So Kishem Hashem ekra, when I will call on God's name and learn Torah, Havu Gogla, you have to make a bracha before him. You have to make a bracha before we learn. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. Om Rav Yochanan. Lamadnu birkas haTorah la'achareva min birkas hamazon mikal v'chomer. L'chora, what's it called? U'birkas hamazon lefanel min birkas haTorah mikal v'chomer. Right? L'chora, we should be able to learn now that you don't have to make a bracha on the Torah only before, but even after. And we learn that from Birkas HaMazon. We'll see in a second what the Kal V'chomer is. And the opposite. Not only do you have to make a bracha after you eat, you have to make a bracha before you eat too. We'll learn one from the other. Birkas HaTorah l'acharev min Birkas HaMazon mikal v'chomer u'ma mazon she'in ton l'fonav ton l'acharev. Food, which you don't have to make a bracha before, but you have to make a bracha after. Torah shetuna lefanea. Torah, we have to make the bracha before. Ain't no din shetuna lachra. Surely you have to make it after too. So either we'll use that kal v'chomer, right? And we'll learn that you have to make a bracha on what's it called? On Torah after you learn Torah too, or we'll make another kal v'chomer. Birkas hamazon lefanea min birkas haTorah mi kal v'chomer. Let's learn that you have to make a bracha before you eat from birkas haTorah. Umat Torah shein tuna lachareha. Torah doesn't need a bracha afterwards. Tuna lefanea needs a bracha before. Mazon shuton lacharav. Food where you have to make a bracha after. Ain't no din she aton lefanea. Surely you have to make before. Someone says, no, neither kal v'chomer is good. Ika lemitra. Mala mazon shekein nehena. You know I have to make a bracha on food after you eat? Because you enjoyed it physically. You have physical enjoyment. Right? But Torah, there's no physical enjoyment. So maybe the only time you make a bracha after you eat is when you eat physical things. But on Torah, there's no physical enjoyment. And then another, Umala Torah Shekein Chayolam. No, you know why you make a bracha on Torah before you learn? Because it's Chayolam. It's eternal life. But to make a bracha on temporal life before you do it, who said? So therefore, the Kal V'chomer is no Kal V'chomer. And you only make a bracha min haTorah on food after you eat. And only on Torah before you eat. However, the Rabbanan came along and said that you have to make a bracha on food before also. So did the Rabbanan come along and say you have to make a bracha on Torah after or not? We'll see in a second. But just Stam, the Toef Esra'im, says the Svara is why by Torah Taki you make the bracha before and by food after? We said in another shiur other reasons. I should mention an extra reason. I'm not going to go over the ones we said before. But he says that eating is basically to fill a need, a deficit, right? Really, a person may be better off if he didn't have to eat altogether. But once you have to eat, you have to give shevach for filling your need. But you can't make a bracha on filling a need till the need's filled. Torah, on the other hand, is not filling a need. It's an extra added benefit, Torah. Torah just isn't fill your chisaron. Torah adds extra milas. Extra milas, you can already, what's it called, make the bracha before you do it. Right? But you can't make a bracha on filling a need, right? And also, before you eat, better you shouldn't have to have the need to begin with. So why make a bracha when you're hungry? Right? But now that you had the need and you filled it, make a bracha. But Torah is not just filling a need, a chisaron. It's an extra added mila. And that extra added mila is something special. So therefore, what's it called? You can make the bracha even before. Others say that since Birkas HaMazon is on a physical thing, you can't really appreciate a physical thing until you ate it. You can't imagine eating, and that should be as good as eating. Masha'enkin, Torah is a spiritual thing. Seichel-wise, you can already appreciate the godless and the hanoah of Torah even before you started learning. Because it's a totally a spiritual thing. Intellectually, you can understand it before you do it too. But food, you can understand it, but you can't enjoy it until you what's it called? Actually eat it. And we said from the Meshech Chochma, mentioned again anyway, the what's it called? The Meshech Chochma says that eating the sakon is when you're full, not when you're hungry. When you're hungry, you know this is a Rabban Shalom. So when you're full, this is a problem. When it comes to Torah, it's just the opposite. But after you learn Torah, the Torah will take care of you. Before you learn Torah, you have to make a bracha. So each one, you make the bracha where the sakana is. So the shaila is like this. Is there a bracha la'achareha by what's it called? So the Beis Yosef brings down a Rashba that since the Kal V'chomer doesn't exist, they didn't make a bracha even though they made a bracha before eating, they didn't make a bracha after learning. Midrabanan. Because we don't find bichlal brachas on mitzvahs after, at least according to the Bavli for sure not, and by Talmud Torah where there's no hefsek in Talmud Torah for sure there's no bracha after. But there's an interesting levush. The levush says the reason we make two brachas on Torah in the morning, right, according to that sheet, there's two brachas on Torah. One is the bracha achrona for Torah yesterday, and the other one is the bracha lefaneha for Torah today. And they were masak and a bracha lacharecha. Now, why do you make it the next day? Because as long as, what's it called, you haven't finished learning Torah that day, so you can make a bracha achrona, you're still eating, you're still learning. Right? Elamai, when do you stop learning for that day? When you go to sleep. So therefore, when you wake up after sleeping, that's the time to make a bracha achrona. By food, right, you're ready, the sleep is what's it called, the mevatel the bracha, right? But that's only because the food digested. And that's it. You finish with it. But over here, the Torah, you're still thinking about the Torah. Even when you go to sleep, you can still be thinking about it. The Torah. Is still fresh in your mind. It never gets digested, that it's out of your system. Right? For some people, it gets digested right away, but it's what's it called? But Lamaisa, something still remains. So therefore, you can make the bracha achrona the next morning for what you learned the day before, and a bracha rishona for what you're going to learn the next day. It's an interesting levush. Okay. Now one more thing, the Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, the Rabbanan, we have these two Girsals, right? Taka the Rambam, the Smag, and a host of other Rishonim hold Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. The Ramban holds not only his Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, it's two mitzvahs, one morning, one evening, two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam counts as one mitzvah. The Rashba says it's only the first pasuk that's Minat Torah. The Shagasari says the first parsha is Minat Torah. The Prichoder says the first two parshios of Minat Torah, and the Primogodim says all the parshios of Minat Torah. But those, all everybody holds Kriya Shema as Minat Torah. Tosfos and the Rosh and the Tshuva, Zaka argues on the Rosh himself, but the Rosh and the Tshuva seems to say differently than he says in his Psakim, is Kriya Shema as only the Rabbanan. Okay, the Chasam Sofer has an interesting pshat, fits into the Gemara here, but just he says that Kriya Shema is the Oraisa, that you have to say something, some psukim. In Zman Kriya Shema, but not Kriya Shema. The fact that you have to say Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan. Even the Adi Omer says Kriyishma's Rabbanan, he doesn't mean that the mitzvah of Kriyishma, B'shach B'chav Kumecha, is only an Asmachta. B'shach B'chav Kumecha is the Doraisa. And at some time in the morning, at Zman Kriyishma, you have to say some Torah. Sticker is Torah. That you have to say these psukim, Kriyishma is only the Rabbanan. Okay. He fits them into the Gemara, it's not for him. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. The old Tanan, what's it called? And also we have a Mishnah, a Muslim, the Vorach La'achro, the Inner Miracle Fun of Tiyuftas. You see that there's no such thing, no Kal V'chomer, that the bracha before you eat is also from the Torah. All brachas before are the Rabbanan. Birchus HaMazon La'achro HaMazon is the Raisa. And this Gemara L'chora should be a big, strong question on it. Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that Birchas HaNehenin, before you eat, are Doraisa. They have a Din Doraisa, Sofik Brachas, you don't say L'hokel by them. Here the Gemara says B'Teirish, that Birchas HaNehenin, L'Tneihem, is only the Rabban. Om Rav Yehuda, Sofik Kora Kriyishma, Sofik Lo Kora, Eino Chozer Kora. Obviously, right, there must be, and Pnei Yeshua knew this Gemara just as much as I did. Okay, so he says what he said, there must be, but there's something to be ma'ayim here on that Pnei Yeshua. Okay, I wasn't meaning to say there's a great kash on the Pnei Yeshua, right, it's ridiculous, no kash at all, because it's rough in the Gemara, so there must be some. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Sofik Kara Kriyishma, Sofik Lo Kara, Eino Chozer V'Kora. If you have a Sofik, whether you read Kriyishma or not, you don't read again. Sofik Omer Emes V'Yatsid, Sofik Lo Omar, right? And this lechara would be according to the Navi Omer, who says Kriyishma's Rabbanan. Or this is where the Chassam Sofer brings his whole shit. Okay. In any case, for whatever reason, you don't have to read Kriyishma again, because Kriyishma's only the Rabbanan. Sofik Omer Emes V'Yatsiv, Sofik Lo Omar. If you're not sure if you said Emes V'Yatsiv or not, Chozer V'Omer Emes V'Yatsiv. You have to say it again. My time, Kriyishma the Rabbanan. Emes V'Yatsiv Deoraisa. Kriyishma's only the Rabbanan. And Emes V'Yatsiv is Deoraisa. Because Emes V'Yatsiv is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Tosfos says, Emes V'Yatsiv means Parshas Tzitzis also. Okay? You know for sure you didn't say Parshas Tzitzis, or you're not sure if you said Parshas Tzitzis or Emes V'Yatsiv, then you have to say it over, because that's Minat Torah. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the daytime is for sure Minat Torah, but Kriyashma is only what's called the Rabbanan. Masiv Rav Yosef, V'Shach B'Chov Kumecha. What are you talking? Kriyishma's the Rabbanan. It says B'Teirish in the Torah. B'Shach B'Chov Kumecha. Omer Le'abaya, who B'Divrei Torah Ksiv. That's talking about Divrei Torah. And like we said, the Chassam Sofer says, Divrei Torah means, yes, you have to say something. B'Shach B'Chov Kumecha. Some Divrei Torah, but not Dafka, this Kriyishma. T'nan, Balkeri Mahara Belibo, Ve'enu Mevorech. Lo Lefaneho, Ve'lo Lachareho. V'al Hamazon Mevorech La'achro, Ve'enu Mevorech Lefaneho. The Isol Kadaitich Emes V'Yatsiv Deoraisa Livroch La'achareva. Why does the Balkeri not say the brachas after Kriyishma? The brachas after Kriyishma are Emes V'Yatsiv, right? Which is the Chiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if it's Deoraisa, then he should have to do that behira too, just like Benji. My time of Mavorech, Imishum Yitzias Mitzrayim says no. What's it called? Yatsiv Reis Livroch La'achareva. Mar says, my time of Bavarach, why taka do we make this bracha of Emes V'Yatsiv? Imi shum Yitzias Mitzrayim va'itkarle v'kriyishma. If it's because Yitzias Mitzrayim, he said it in Kriyishma. He was ready to use Mahara Kriyishma, and he said Parshas Tzitzis. Right, Mar says, the name of Havel, only boy, ha? Right, so if that's the case, what's it called? Then say Emes V'Yatsiv, you don't need Kriyishma. Right? Mar says, no, Kriyishma Adifa. It's better to say it in Kriyishma than to say it just as Emes V'Yatsiv. With the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? The Ispatarte. Because what's it called? Because Kriyishma has two things. It has the Mile of Kriyishma, right? And it has the Mile of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Sofik Kora Kriyishma, Sofik Lo Kora Chozer V'Kori Kriyishma, right? And because he holds the Kora Kriyishma is the Oraisa, that's the Pashup Shat, the Kori way that some Sofer learned, it's a different shekel over here. Everybody holds Kriyishma as the Oraisa. But the Shaila is, do we assume that you said Psukim already or not? Or do you need Kavana for Kriyishma if you learn Psukim or whatever? Okay, in any case. But the part of the Machlokas is Kriyishma the Rabbanan and Kriyishma the Raisa. And Rebbe Lezer holds Sofik Kara Kriya Shema, Sofik Lo Kara Chozer Kara Kriya Shema, his Kriya Shema is Deoraisa, Sofik Ispal, Sofik Lo Ispal, Eino Chozer Ispal. If you're not sure if you davened or not, then you don't daven again. Shmoni Esrei. Rav Yochanan Omer, Rav Yochanan says, if you have a Sofik, whether you davened or not, daven again. Ulevai Shispal, Ono Kolayon Kulo. Daven a whole day. Right? So, by Shmoni Esrei, if you're not sure if you davened or not, daven Shmoni Esrei again, because there's no Indian of Bracha Levatola. By Shmoni Esrei, Halavai, you should daven and ask things from the Rabbanim from all day. Rashi. She'eno tol lefanav, klomar, shalom atzimu lo mikra mefurish levarich lefanav. We don't find any pasuk, the feirish, right, that says that you have to daven, that you have to, make a bracha before you eat. Now from this Rashi is a little bit mashmah, I can think of Yeshua. Rashi doesn't say it's clearly the Rabbanan. So if we don't find a pasuk that says that, the Feirish, so we can learn it from the Kal V'chomer. Okay, but the truth is, what Rashi means is that L'chora, we don't have a pasuk, so let's learn it from the Kal V'chomer. Right? Tom Lachro, the Sibyl Chalpa, the Savat of Yerachter, Torah Shetunel Fonev, Kedamorim, Ikele Mifrach, Mitarvayu, Kshatabo, Lilmo Torah, Minamazon, Ikele Mifrach, Malamazon, Shekenehene, Kshatabo, Lilmo Mazon, Minatorah, Ikele Mifrach, Malatorah, Sheken Chayolam Haba. Kriyashma the Rabbanan, the common parakla. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean Kriyashma the Rabbanan? Says Bishop Bechov Kumech. Emes the Yasiv the Raisahi, Shemaskir Boyitzias Mitzrayim, the Chiyuba the Raisahi, the Chsiv Laman Tiskras Yom Tseis from Eretz Mitzrayim, the Ispa Tarte, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Malchus Shomayim. Better to say Kriyashma and be Yotzi with that Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, because it has both Kabbalah's O Malchus Shomayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Emes the Yasiv alone only has Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chosav Kari Kriyashma, Tisav Kriyashma Dioraisai, this man the Omer holds Rebbe Lezer, that Kriyashma is Dioraisa, Ulevai Shispal Odom Kolayom, Bahalochas Gedolos Posak Halochak Reb Yochanan, Besofit. Bahalochas like Reb Yochanan, that you can daven as much as you want through the day if you're Mesupik, if you daven. But if you're sure you daven, you can't just stand daven again. Bahalochak Shmuel, the Dadi is problem. We'll see later on that Shmuel says that you can't daven again. Shmuel said that you can't say Shmon Esrei again. That's where you know for sure you daven. I said, stand to daven again, you can. But if you're Mesopic, if you daven or not, and that's what we'll speak about tomorrow, where these sveikas are.